programs I can ever remember for New Year's Eve. You can well be proud of it, sir. I really enjoy your programs.
Norval, are you a regular listener to Radio RSA?
Yes, I listen to Radio RSA frequently. I'm listening to 11900 kilohertz. Your signal is absolutely magnificent. It's flawless.
Well, it's really good news. And what sort of programs do you like on Radio RSA?
I like Panorama, and I like your native African music, and believe it or not, I like your very cheerful Robin, which you use on your tuning signal. I think that's very wonderful.
Well, that's actually what is commonly known as a Bok Makiri.
Oh, I see.
It's like a secretary bird, sort of a... Are you there? It's like a secretary bird, Norval. This is what it really is, a Bok Makiri. It's a South African word. Do you ever listen to our sports programs?
I really enjoy your program tonight, sir. It's the most magnificent one, and I'd like to wish all of you people in South Africa and to the world a very, very happy New Year, peace and progress, and hope that you have as happy a New Year as I am. You certainly have got a long ways to make my New Year very happy.
We are so pleased, and thank you so much for phoning all the way from Scotland, Maryland.
God bless you all, and thank you for putting me on, sir.
A pleasure, and God bless you.
I will write to you, and I played the first 90 minutes of this. So if you like, I'll send you, let you know how well you are.
That would be fantastic. Can we give you our address, Norval?
Right.
The address is Radio RSA.
Yeah.
Post Office Box 4559.
Radio Box 4559.
Johannesburg.
Yeah.
2000. That's the postal code. Johannesburg 2000.
Right.
And if you write to us, we should get your letter within a couple of days.
Fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for phoning and wishing you and yours...
Happy New Year. God bless you. You all have done a magnificent job. I've been listening shortwave for more than 25 years, and this is one of the most memorable New Year's Eve programs that I can ever remember, believe me.
Well, that's tremendous.
I take my hat off to you people over there. Whoever thought of this for a New Year's program, believe me, you did it upright, sir.
Thank you so much indeed, Norval. It really warms the heart. It really does. Thank you very much indeed for phoning up. Thanks a lot. God bless you, to you and yours. This is Radio RSA, and we're broadcasting on shortwave, a little bit of music, and Odette has gone out to get us some coffee. It's about our 19th cup of coffee today. We're having such a good time. Barry Lambert on one side of the microphone, Colin Flaxman on this side, and Phil right behind the glass curtain. It's 21 and a half minutes to 4 a.m., and Barry has somebody else on the line.
Yes, indeed. We've got another caller from Canada, so Canada's really getting through there now. Quite close to Ontario, I'm told. It's Richard Hildebrand. Richard, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Lovely. Welcome to Radio RSA.
Oh, fine. How are you? And I wish you a happy New Year and all the listeners. And I'm enjoying your program very much. I've been... how long have you been on the air now?
Oh, well, we started at, 21:55 GMT. And
that's when I start listening, and I've been listening.
Oh, well, that's fantastic to have a listener that long with us.
We've been on for about 5 hours, excuse me.
Usually I listen very long to you anyway.
Well, that's really super. We actually now... Colin said that we've actually been, just come up for 4 hours that we've been going on, and new listeners throughout the world have been phoning. I'm particularly Richard, who obviously had the luck by the sound of the things out there to get on to us, actually get through to the studio.
Yes.
Where are you going to spend your New Year?
Well, I'm invited at 10 o'clock. Now, we have here exactly 8:45 Eastern Standard Time. At 10 o'clock, I'm invited by a priest, which comes... Yes, from Pretoria. You know, from South Africa?
Yes.
His name is Padre Otto. He's a priest, you know?
Right.
And he invited me to a service.
Oh, that's beautiful. What a lovely way to see in the new year. Maybe you can pray with the rest of them, like the rest of our listeners, I'm sure, would love you to lend a prayer for the peace and prosperity for 1978. That seems to be the wish. Is that your wish?
Yes, that's my wish, exactly.
That's really beautiful. Are you a regular listener to Radio RSA?
I am for you.
Which particular programs do you enjoy listening to, Richard?
Very the news and, you know, usually I listen to the whole program, you know?
Yes.
I have quite some time. I'm tuning in the morning and the afternoon and especially at the evening, you know, in the late evening hours.
Do you, by any chance, have any recommendations for improvement for our programs at all?
I don't understand you, you know. My receiver is just in the next room and I can't hear very well.
Do you think that we can improve on our programs in any way, Richard?
Well, I'm quite satisfied with your program.
Yes.
I am satisfied with your news. You know, what I'm reading here and what I'm hearing down from Johannesburg, you can make your better picture in the whole situation there, you know, and just come here one side. I'd like to know what's going on both sides, you know?
Well, it's very gratifying to know that we here in South Africa are performing a service to the world by impartially informing the world about what is going on in Southern Africa and Africa and matters relating to this country.
Pardon me?
We're very pleased that we are able to present an accurate picture of what is happening on the African continent to you out there in America.
Yes, I appreciate most of the people over here, you know.
And we would like to thank you so much for taking the trouble and time and expense of phoning us here on Radio RSA, Richard.
Fine, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wish you a happy New Year.
And God bless you and yours.
God bless you too. Thank you. Bye.
Mind of our telephone number here in Johannesburg, if you're on the East Coast, you dial the following numbers. 2711-714-0068. That number again, 2711-714-0068. We have another caller this time from the west coast of the United States of America. How is it, buddy?
Right, Mark Torrey, and you're there from Cardiff by the Sea. It's a place I've never heard of, Mark. You will excuse me my ignorance, but tell us all about it. Where is it?
It's on the west coast of the United States in Southern California.
And what's the weather like? I'm heard it. Southern California is a beautiful climate.
Well, right now, it's been cloudy. Yesterday was kind of sunny, but we've been having rain all week long.
Right. What's the time there?
It's 5:45.
In the evening.
We still got a few hours before New Year's.
Right. Indeed, you have got a long way to go. We're actually 3¾ hours into the New Year. We're actually in 1978.
Yeah. Well, Happy New Year to you all. It's over at RSA from me and my family.
Mark, how long have you been listening to Radio RSA? This is Colin here. Good evening to you.
About a year now.
Which programs do you particularly enjoy listening to?
Well, South African Panorama, and I just started listening to your daily programs about the history of South Africa.
Yes. That's
Once in a while I get a chance, I like to listen to your DX program.
Well, that's really interesting. One of our producers, Colin Houston, is probably listening at home right now, and I'm sure he'd be very pleased to hear that SA Panorama is very well received. This is a magazine news program, basically, reflecting news views of the South African and Southern African scene.
Hello?
Are you there? Are you there, Mark?
I'm having some problems. You were kind of breaking up.
Yeah, well, Mark, anyway, thank you so much for phoning this New Year's Eve, January 1977, 78. I nearly lost the year, so we're not so fine. And we're pleased that you took the time and the courage, in fact, to start the old dial there and try and get through to us here in Johannesburg. And wishing you and yours a very happy 1978.
Okay, really happy New Year to you. Can I get a QSL from you?
Well,
because I sent one before, and I moved, and I didn't get a new schedule.
Yes, certainly. We'll organize that for you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much indeed, Mark. What is that? Mark Torrey of Southern California. Thank you very much indeed. Good night to you.
Thank you.
Reminder that in about 13 minutes from now we'll have to close down this transmission because our Good Morning Africa transmission will be taking the air in an hour and 13 minutes from now. And we have to give our transmitters the time to switch over, slow over, as they say, to the Africa continent. But it's been really fantastic, gratifying, heartwarming to receive all these wonderful, fantastic calls from all you lovely people out there.
Indeed it is, Colin. I can only reiterate that. It's, I think Dan said that we are sounding a little bit tired there early on. That was Dan Bailey when he phoned in early on. He's right, we are. But I must admit, regardless of the fact of the length of time that we've actually been broadcasting, it's a case that, quite honestly, to hear all these wonderful remarks being, well, virtually pats on the back being made all the time from our listeners, really great to have this, because, I mean, we're here, obviously, to inform the rest of the world what's going on in South Africa, various aspects, and it's always nice to know that perhaps we are doing the right thing, and it sounds good. It really does, indeed.
Well, there you are. That was the voice, the melodious tones of Barry Lambert, and this is Colin this side and Phil the other side. And you have 12 minutes to get through to us, 714-0068 in Johannesburg. Why do fools fall in love? Well, I wonder. I suppose you have to be a fool to fall in love these days. It's exactly 10 to 4. Maybe we're off the air in 10 minutes. Maybe not. Depends on the question. Well, Barry has yet another listener on the line.
Yes, indeed. I've got Ray Gilbert with me. He's from Akron, Ohio, the rubber city of the world, I should think. That must be Ray, isn't it? It's big enough, isn't it?
Hello, Ray. Are you there?
Yes.
Lovely.
You're from Akron, Akron, Ohio, yes?
Yes. Hey, your voice is awfully weak. Can you crank it up?
Right. We'll do our best. We're going to get a bit of the hell back otherwise. How's that? Does that sound better?
It's a little bit, but you could crank it up some more.
Well, if we really cranked it up now, I think I'd... How does that sound?
There you go. Now you're getting better.
All right. Good, good.
You know, the name of your theme song, you know, you have it on. You introduce yourself. That's what attracted my attention way back in 1974.
Right. That was the one with the Bach McCary, which Colin was talking about early on to another listener, and also the guitar sounds there. Colin, come on, tell us what it is.
Hello, Ray. Good evening to you.
Yeah.
The name of that song is an Afrikaans name, actually. It's called Fair in the Wereld Kitty. Can you hear me?
Can you say that again, slowly?
Yes, it's called Fair, V-E-R, in the world, W-E-R-E-L-D, Kitty. That means far in the world, Kitty. It's an Afrikaans number, and it's called Fair in the World, Kitty. And I'm sure Barry can sing it for you. Da 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 da. Right?
Yes.
Well, there you are. You've learned something tonight, haven't you? Right.
I've been meaning to write letters, you know, for, oh, well, you know how writing letters are.
Yes.
It doesn't amount to a picking you.
Well, as long as you stay tuned.
I got two to you.
Well, as long as you stay tuned to Radio RSA and you enjoy listening to us, I think that's all that's important. And what is more important is that you have a very peaceful and prosperous 1978.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You do the same thing and stick with your guns.
Thank you very much indeed. Will do. Yes, sir.
Bye.
Bye. The number once again here at Radio RSA in Johannesburg, the time is 7 minutes to 4 a.m. The number is, if you're phoning from the East Coast, country code 27. Then you dial 1-1-714-0068, 714-0068 in Johannesburg, where Barry Lambert and I, excuse me, Colin Flaxman and Bob Cheatham here too, and Phil Wright and Dirk Muir all here, to answer your calls and have a chat with you. Right. The most we can stay on is till 4:30 in the morning, because we may not stay on any longer, they'll just kill us. They'll just take us off the air. There's another call. Let's have some more music in a meanwhile.
We're going to fall in love. Love is just like it's nice.
But Philosophy for 1978, taking it nice and easy. And who else is taking it easy on the telephone, Barry?
Well, I don't know whether they're taking it easy because they're having terrible difficulty getting through to us, apparently. But I have Alvin Berger from Omaha, Nebraska. Alvin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Lovely. You're coming through nice and loud and clear at Radio RSA in Johannesburg, so welcome to Radio RSA.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you. What a fantastic program you have.
Well, thank you kindly indeed. How long have you been tuned to us?
For about 4 years. I've been trying to call for the last two.
Well, I can only thank you for perseverance, if nothing else, Alvin, and certainly for tuning in to us. Are you a regular listener to Radio RSA?
Yes, I am, but this is probably the best program I've ever heard.
Well, that's really good news.
I think you've got a hot thing going. I hope you keep it going from Saturday to Saturday.
That's what I was going to say, Alvin. Do you think we should do this regularly, you know, get
to... Sure, indeed. I think it's one of the finest programs on shortwave.
Put that in writing.
I think RSA is going to be number one now.
Wow.
Well, you know something, Alvin? It was really a conglomeration of thinking here, because we thought New Year's Eve should be something special for our listeners. So what we did, Barry and I put our heads together and we presented it to management. We said, right, let's go for a couple of hours into the new year. And they said, okay. But it's been such a tremendous response that we've already gone almost through to our morning Africa session. Anyway, it's very heartwarming to hear from you. And here's wishing you everything of the very best for 1978.
And we do thank you, and Happy New Year to you. I want to wish you a Happy New Year and continued success.
Thank you so much indeed, Alvin. Thank you all the way from Ontario, Nebraska.
Gilbertson-Holland, a good run for his money.
Sorry, could you say that we didn't quite get that?
Yes, I think you're going to give Dick Speakman at Gilbertson-Holland a run for his money.
That's very, very nice indeed. Thank you so much. All the way from Nebraska. And Happy New Year to you. Thank you so much, and good night. Well, we've got someone on the line from Canada, Larry Suchard, and Barry seems to have lost him somewhere on the line.
Yes, Colin, we seem to have lost you, Larry, if you're listening in now. In fact, I've still got the line open, if you can perhaps get your operator, your internet, to connect us again. I think it was definitely Larry, and you were about to spell your name, but I think it was Suchet or something like that. Okay, you're in Canada. I've got the line open waiting for you.
On the line from California is Jim Young. Good evening to you, Jim, and welcome to Radio RSA.
Hello, Jim. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Jim. Have you got the central listening in to you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, and how are you? This is Colin here.
I don't hear you too well, but it's the same one that I've been listening on the radio, so I know I'm talking to the right person.
Hi there, Jim. How did you get through to
how
us?
How are you?
How long have you been battling to get through to us?
About 20 minutes.
Well, that's not too bad.
The operator was very, very patient with me, and it was very kind for her to continue to try to dial. And when you said your line was free, she dialed right then, and we got through.
Well, here's a very big kiss for your operator. Mwah.
Well, same from here, too.
And that's a 1978 kiss from Radio RSA, all the way from Johannesburg, with something like 10,000 miles. That's really something, isn't it?
16,000.
16,000 miles, I understand. Jim, how are you going to spend your New Year?
Probably listening to the radio. I do a considerable amount of monitoring here from the west coast of the United States. Your station is one of many, many stations I do monitor. And, of course, we haven't experienced our New Year's celebration yet. We still have about 4 hours or 6 hours to go yet. So that'll be a little bit of time that I'll have to contemplate being on the air for Radio South Africa.
Which particular programs do you enjoy listening to, Jim?
Well, naturally, the DX program, being an avid DXer, as well as South African Panorama, your music, just about everything. Unfortunately, I do not get an opportunity to listen to your broadcast as much as I would like to because it's on a little early in our afternoon. I don't normally get home from work until about the end of your broadcast. So that's one of the problems that I face here.
I see. I think this
you
is...
Hear, I do hear your broadcast for other countries, especially the English broadcast for Africa and Europe, I believe.
Yes. And this has been one of the problems, unfortunately, that our American listeners, it's a little too early in the afternoon. And perhaps with the introduction of the new 500 kilowatt transmitters later on this year, we might be able to go almost all through the night as we have been doing this evening.
Yes, yes, I see.
Our friend and colleague, Robert Cheatham, is here. He'd like to ask you a question of him.
Okay.
Jim, this is a leading question, actually. You said that you listen to a lot of programs and a lot of stations.
You mean particular countries themselves or broadcasters?
Well, actually, broadcasters, yeah. I suppose countries, broadcasters, programs, whatever you like.
Well, as a tropical band DXer, I do not normally listen to the higher frequencies at the majority of the time. Generally, I listen to the major broadcasters, such as the Israeli Broadcasting Authority, Radio South Africa, Radio Australia, HCJB, Radio Moscow, and the BBC as monitors for those particular broadcasters.
Well, what about actual program content, Jim?
Program content generally centers around the DXing aspect, especially of your DX Corner program. Most broadcasters have similar formats to that, where they discuss propagation, general comments and tips from other listeners.
I see. So yours is a purely sort of listening thing and not a sort of
technical thing.
Monitoring. More of a listening, yes.
So it's not from an information gathering thing.
It's information gathering from every source possible that I can find, because I compile a great deal of information for my own information as well as for organizations and groups here in the United States as well as abroad that use this information.
Well, Jim, may we take this opportunity of thanking you very much for phoning and wishing you a very, very happy and peaceful 1978.
I appreciate being able to talk to you, and I will continue to listen to Radio RSA as I have in the past, and very happy New Year to you and your staff. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much indeed, Jim, and good night to you.
Goodbye.